Hello, my name's Eric Johnson, and I got a couple poems to read for you today. One of them's by a former Alaska poet laureate, John Haynes, who homesteaded 150 miles south of Fairbanks back in the 50s. And this poem's about his return to that homestead after 30 years. It's called Return to Richardson. Somber now, the grizzly hills, the lake water slack and gray between the shore and the cannel ice. I walk a path under birch and aspen, still leafless in this early April. Another winter, old neighbors long departed, and the pole bridge fallen. I see underfoot, black in the rusty soil, the leaves of a lost summer. I remember it was my hand on the axe that cleared the trees from this path, that turned and fenced the garden, the same hand that split and piled the cordwood. Far back in a time of grace between the Asian wars. And I remember the two of us then, after a long day's work in the hills, quiet with a book between us, the lamp turned, the title long forgotten. Those words read late in the evening, the pages turned by this hand, your voice as you turned to sleep, and our life like a boat set loose, going down in the light of dusk. It is one more spring in the north. Over the snow-patched land, a brown wind drives a late fury down from the granite ranges. In this restless air I know, on this ground I can never forget. Where will I set my foot with so much passion again? The second poem's from one of my heroes, Wendell Berry, and I returned to it a couple times this winter when I needed to be more present with things. It's called The Peace of Wild Things. When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water, and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things, who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. And for a time, I rest in the grace of the world, and am free.